Thank you for coming. We are now starting a new chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 10. No, 16, is it? Yes, 16. Text number 1 through 4. Entitled Krishna Chastises the Serpent Kaliya. Text number 1. Sri Sukha Vacha Vilokya Dusitam Krishnam Vilokya Dusitam Krishnam Krishna Krishna Hina Vibhu Krishna Krishna Hivibhu Tasya Visuddhim Anvicham Tasya Vishnum Anvicham Sarpam Tam Udyavayat Sarpam Tam Udyasvayat Shri Sukh. Translation by S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. Sukhdev Goswami said, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, seeing that the Yamuna River had been contaminated by the black snake Kaliya, desired to purify the river, and thus the Lord banished him from it. There's no purport, so text number 2. King Parishad inquired, O learned sage, please explain how the Supreme Personality of Godhead chastised the serpent Kaliya within the unfathomable waters of Yamuna, and how it was that Kaliya had been living there for so many ages. Text 3. O Brahmana, the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead freely acts according to his own desires. Who could be satisfied when hearing the nectar of the magnanimous pastimes he performed as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan? Sri Sukhdev Goswami said, within the water of the river Kalindi Yamuna was a lake inhabited by the serpent Kaliya, whose fiery poison constantly heated and boiled the waters. Indeed, the vapors thus created were so poisonous that birds flying over the contaminated lake would fall down into it. Purport by Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, the Acharya explains that the Kaliya Lake was situated apart from the main current of the river. Otherwise, the Yamuna's waters would have been poisonous even in cities like Mathura and in other places further away. Prabhupada ki. So, we've just started from canto number 10, which represents the Mukharvin, the face of the Lord Krishna. Chapter number 16, entitled Krishna Chastises the Serpent Kaliya. The earlier chapter, number 15, was about the killing of Dhenuka, the ass demon. So, the question is, why are we reading about killing of an ass and this Kaliya Daman? What is the significance and importance, so much importance given by Sukhdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, who is about to leave his body? Bhagavatam is meant for those people who are seriously wondering what is the purpose of life. Parikshit Maharaj, having been a great emperor, was cursed by a young boy, Brahmana boy, just because he had put a dead snake skin on his father, because the father didn't give him a glass of water. So this young boy got very angry and he put this dead skin of the king of the snake on Parikshit Maharaj and cursed him that you should die within 7 days. Parikshit Maharaj did not argue with that. He appreciated. Okay, so be it. And he got ready and prepared for his death. And there, Sukhdev Goswami teaches Srimad Bhagavatam. The most important starting shloka is, what is the duty of a man about to die? All of us, everyone in this room, in this city of Bombay, India, the world, will die. There's no doubt of it. Death is certain, Krishna says. But the question is, how do we die? What do we do before we die? Are we going to die repeatedly? No. The answer is given in the Bhagavatam. You need not repeatedly have birth, death, old age and disease, which is going to happen to animals also. But we as human beings have one great advantage over all animals, birds, fish, all other forms of life. We can have satsang, which we are having now. And we can learn about the Bhagavatam, which will solve eternally our problem of birth, death, old age, disease. And we can go home back to Godhead, where it is always Sat, Chit and Anand. Eternal truth, Satta, eternal Chit, knowledge, and eternal peace and pleasure. Anand is Ananda. There is no opposite of Ananda. In this world there is Sukh, happiness. But immediately after Sukh, you might have observed, within a day or two there is Dukh. Because it's opposite this world. So here is a case where earlier we had Dhenukasur and now we have got this Kaliya. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, personally says, a very fantastic important shloka, 4.9. Anybody here knows 4.9? What is a 4.9, Prabhuji? Janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tatvita tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. Krishna is now the teacher. Arjuna has accepted Krishna as his master, spiritual master. So he says, my dear student Arjuna, the most important thing is to learn janma karma chame divyam. Learn about my, means Krishna's, divyam birth, transcendental birth, and divya karmas. What happens if you learn Krishna's transcendental birth and transcendental activities? What happens? Janma karma chame divyam. Evam yo viti tattvata. If you understand it in tattva, in deep substance, not just hovering around the truth, get deep into the truth, tattvata, in essence, then janma karma che me divyam evam yo viti tattvata taktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. You will never get a birth again in this material world. And you will have eternal. I'll take away all your sins, he says later on. 18.66. What is 18.66? Sarva dharma parityagam mam ekam sharan vaja aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha sami masocha. You can give up your time, because that's very valuable. Time is like money. It's the most valuable thing. Or even more important than money. Money can go and money will come also. People have lost crores of rupees, people make also crores of rupees. But time is gone for eternity. So, if you give your time, valuable time, to Krishna, then you get all your past sins eliminated, then you qualify to go home back to Godhead. That is what it says. The combination of 4.9 and 18.66. That is why we are learning all this. Otherwise, why should we waste our time on a lovely Sunday morning like this? So, we are here for only one purpose, to learn about Krishna's transcendental birth and Krishna's transcendental activity. Krishna does not have a birth like us. Our birth is due to our own past karmas, and we have to enjoy the fruits thereof, whether bitter or sweet. Krishna is none of that. His all activities are akarma. We can also become Krishna conscious and act in akarma instead of karma and vikarma. There are three types of karmas: karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma, where there is equal and opposite reaction and it's materialistic. Vikarma, V is poison in Sanskrit, vish. So those are poisonous activities where you are having any of these six anarthas: kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsa. If you have some jealousy towards someone, that is your first stepping stone to taking a birth of a snake or a scorpion. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj incident, where it is stated that saintly persons are happy when a snake or a scorpion is killed. Because that's not because their body is killed, because their way of mental thinking is killed, not only the body. So here is a, so we are all prepared now to go home back to Godhead. Are you ready? Ticket. Okay, here comes the ticket. Now, let's first go to the previous chapter for a few minutes and then we come to this chapter so that we have a continuity. Dhenuka. Dhenuka was a great prince in his previous life. We are going into the tattva of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is explained by none other than Garga Muni, who gave the name Krishna to Krishna. So he is not just any Muni. He is the greatest of the Munis, who knows everything in tattva. He knew that this young child is Krishna when nobody else knew that this is Krishna. And therefore he gave the name Krishna. This child is Balram, and he gave the name Balram when nobody knew this child is Balram. So he knew the tattva. He says that this Dhenukasur was actually a great prince. And surprisingly, he was the son of Bali Maharaj. Son of Bali Maharaj, just imagine, such a great king who had conquered all the three worlds, who got liberated by Vamandev. He had a son and his name was Sahiska. Now this son, like many sons of very, very rich people, what do? They have beautiful cars, they have beautiful girlfriends, they go to very, very nice picnic spots or whatever, you know, and they thoroughly enjoy themselves. They so-called enjoy, but they think they are enjoying themselves with wine, women and song. And what happens? Lo and behold, they get into trouble. Correct? Every day in Times of India, there is some BMW running over somebody. BMW is usually by a rich man. And then they are in serious trouble. So this guy went with 10,000 girlfriends. I don't think anybody has 10,000 girlfriends these days. But anyway, rich or poor, nobody has 10,000. So he had 10,000 wonderful girlfriends. He was so rich, rich man's son. He could do whatever he wanted. And he went on a picnic. Where did he go on a picnic? He went to the Gandhadhama mountain. And he got into trouble. Poor fellow. How did he get into trouble? In this Gandhadhama mountain, there was a great, great personality, a muni called Durvasa Muni. And you know what happens. I need not tell you. Most of you are already in the mood to appreciate what happened. Durvasa Muni was in meditation. And meditation of whom? Of Krishna. Because he had just had the experience of having gone all over the universes. And then finally he had to surrender to Amrish Maharaj. You remember that incident? And then he realized, Baba, I better pray to Krishna. means after going all over the universes, he came to the conclusion which you already come to a conclusion. So you are much better in that sense. So he then was meditation, and here come these giggling girls and these loud music and all these, you know, when they go on a picnic, they bring the bandmaster and musicians and everybody. And he was disturbed. The worst thing that can happen, if you are there and Durvasa Muni has his eyes on you and you are the cause of the disturbance. With one hair of Durvasa Muni, he could create a huge, gigantic monster to kill Ambarish. So what to speak? He looked at this guy, who? The prince, Bali Maharaj's son. Whose great-grandson? Prahlad Maharaj's great-grandson. With fiery red eyes, he cursed him straight away. You are behaving like an ass. Thousands of years you will be an ass. And this fellow was shocked because he realized that he slowly, slowly was turning into an ass. His eyes, his ears were getting big. Mouth was becoming like an ass. Body was turning into an ass. He immediately surrendered to Durvasa Muni. Fortunately, Durvasa Muni is also whose expansion? Anybody knows? Durvasa Muni is Lord Shiva's expansion. Through whom? Through Ansuyaji. Anyway. So, Ashutosh. Lord Shiva is Ashutosh. Ashutosh means quickly satisfied. So, some element of that came to Durvasa Muni also. Earlier, if you remember, Durvasa Muni is the one who gave the benediction to Kunti Mata. When she, 14-year-old girl, she served Durvasa Muni very well when she was in her foster father's home. So, and he blessed her that you'll have five children, six children. And the first one was Karana. She experimented. That's another story. So here, Durvasa Muni cursed him to become an ass. And not only he became an ass, Durvasa Muni made all those 10,000 poor girls. So, one should be very careful, I am telling the young ladies here, with whom you associate. You should not go in the wrong direction. So, they became asses, or whatever female asses are called. And then, they went to a forest. And this forest is even today there at Vrindavan. This shows that there was truth in what is stated by Durvasa Muni and truth in what is stated by Srimad Bhagavatam. Anybody know what is the name of that famous forest? Talvan. Why is it called Talvan? Because there were tall palm-like trees. And there were beautiful fruits there, fortunately. And this idiot of an ass was thoroughly still enjoying because that mentally he was still in that mood. Because he had not surrendered to Krishna, he should have asked Durvasa Muni, whom you were meditating upon, I would like to meditate upon that. Instead of that, he just trotted away and started enjoying the fruits thereof. This shows that we should not, when we associate with a good saintly person, we should actually ask questions and try to get answers to our problems of the world. So this is Dhenukasur in his next life. He was none other than Sahasrika. And what happened was that this fellow, this ass demon, got killed by whom? Balaram. He was whirled round and round, if you remember, and thrown, and he died, and all the others died. So, Dhenukasur was none other than a great prince, very, very rich man's son, Bali Maharaj's own son. Bali Maharaj did not interfere, incidentally, that's another great thing. The father did not come to Durvasa Muni and say, please, please, this is my only son, don't make him an ass. He said, so be it, what can I do? You see? So this is the story, okay? So you understood the Dhenukasur's tattva and how he got liberated. The interesting thing is that Krishna did not kill Dhenukasur. Why? Because Krishna had already given a commitment, promise to Bali Maharaj that 21 generation, 10 plus and 10 minus, all will be liberated. Now, having told that, he did not want to kill him. So, he instigated his elder brother, Balaramji, please, you do the needful. Isko maar do. So, he killed him. Now, that is when the next chapter really starts. That's why I'm giving the link. After that, Krishna and Balaram go home. They are getting bathed by Mother Yashoda and Rohini Mataji and getting nice new clothes. But Krishna is laughing and laughing all the time. So these mothers are wondering, why is this Krishna laughing and laughing all the time, non-stop? He says, it's too funny. I can't tell you. He's telling the mother, Yashoda. And he keeps on laughing. Balaramji is suspecting there is some mischief he's going to do. But he doesn't know what he's going to speak or say. Because you really don't know what is in Krishna's mind. So many people have tried to understand what is in God's mind, but they'll never know. So, finally, Yashoda Mai gets hold of Krishna and says, you have to tell me why you are laughing and laughing non-stop for hours. He said, you know, my great brother did a big act today. So, what did he do? And Balaramji said, I know what he's going to say now. My brother is so brave. Today he killed an ass. Balaram got angry. You told me to kill that ass. Now you're making fun of me in front of the mothers that I killed this ass. I'm not going to come with you tomorrow. Because you always make fun like this. Actually, that was Krishna's intention, that Balaram should not go out with him tomorrow, next day. Why? Because Krishna knew that he is going to have the Kaliya Daman. And if Balaram comes, Balaram is none other than Shesha, the transcendental king of all snakes. And as usual, wo apna wala hai snake. So he would protect Kaliya. And Krishna didn't want Balaram to protect Kaliya at all. He had to hammer him. So that's why Balaram did not attend Kaliya Daman. He did not come there at all. So you now know in Tattva why Balaram did not come to the Kaliya Lake. Radhanand Maharaj took us in one of our yatras to Vrindavan, and he took us to the exact spot where Kaliya Lake was. It is a small connection between Kaliya Lake, very near to the Yamuna. Actually, it's not part of the Yamuna. As the river meanders and sometimes changes its course, a small lake is formed. When you go to Mayapur, you have seen this. The Ganges also changes its course. And then some portion of the water remains separated from the main lake, or the main river. So a lake is formed. So Kaliya was enjoying his stay in his own lake. But what did this snake was so powerful? It had thousands of heads. And from each of his mouth, this horrible pollution was coming out. Poisonous pollution. So poisonous that the atmosphere was poisonous, not only the water. And the birds flying over there would just drop dead. And he would eat them. That was his food. So, the people in Brajbhumi were fed up of this Kaliya. Because even if the cow went to drink that water, she would die. So, they requested Krishna, ke abhi kya karein iska? What to do about this Kaliya? Now, you should know in Tattva how Kaliya got in that place in the first place. Now, let us talk about Kaliya. We talked about one great prince. But there is a story which you should know, which happened in the previous millennium, when there was a Swayambhu Manvantar, an earlier Manu. In that time, there was again a great Rishi Muni who was minding his own business. And his name was Vedashira Muni. And this Vedashira Muni was meditating in his own hamlet, his own ashram, and doing his homa and so on and so forth, sacrifices. One day, another muni came, uninvited of course, and his name was Ashashira Muni. And this Ashashira Muni, just without invitation, without anything, he just stepped into this fellow's ashram and he started performing his own thing. Somewhat like, you know, happens on Bombay streets. There's a hawker selling something and another hawker comes just next to him and he also starts selling the same thing. You can imagine how much jealousy there is between the two thereafter. Even in munis this happens. So what to speak of us? And this fellow was purple and blue. Who? The first guy. Vedashira Muni. He says, who the hell told you to come here in my ashram and disturb me in doing this same thing which I am doing? Go somewhere else, man. He says, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here. Who do you think this belongs to? This is a very famous Vindhya Hills which belongs only to Vishnu, not to you. And Vishnu is my father. Means he thought, everybody's father is Krishna, you know that. Sarva Bhuteshu Am Prajbit Pita in Bhagavad Gita. I have equal right as you have. So there was a jagara between the two, as usual. So the moment these two munis fought vigorously, who has to step in? Poor father. So Lord Vishnu himself had to come. Because there was, you know, two lions when they fight, it's a very ferocious fight. I've seen it in Africa. It's all, they try to kill each other actually. They kill, one of the lion gets killed also. So you can imagine if anybody comes in between. But here is the father himself, Vishnu came. And he separated the two sons. He said, you can't fight like this. You're munis after all. You're supposed to meditate on me and not meditate on your fighting. But meantime, what happened? The second guy, Ashashira, gave a curse to the first person unnecessarily. He says, you are fighting and hissing around like a snake, you become a snake. The first one said, you are cursing me to become a snake, you become a crow. Okay. So the poor two things, first one became a snake, that's Kaliya. And the second one became a crow. And that crow, in the Ramayana, everybody knows, is Kakbhushandi. I'll talk about Kakbhushandi later. First, let's concentrate on Kaliya, because this whole chapter is on Kaliya. So you should know in Tattva how Kaliya became Kaliya. Kaliya was not an ordinary Kaliya. Kaliya in his previous life was Vedashira Muni. He was knowledgeable of all the Vedas. He was Veda and Shira Muni. So Lord Vishnu said, I cannot remove the curses of you two guys. I can remove my own, whatever I make a statement, I can withdraw it. But once my devotee gives a statement or a curse, it has to go through. But however, since you are my own devotee, I have to protect you, because the moment Garuda sees you, I mean, you know, that's a breakfast for him. All these snakes. And the lovely big snake with 10,000 heads or how many heads. He will want to murder you. He'll eat you up. So I'm going to tell Garuda not to touch you. And you go and stay in one place where Krishna is going to come and he will see that you are liberated. And that is at Vrajbhumi. And that is how Kaliya came to that lake. Protected from Garuda by Vishnu and with the commitment that Krishna will come and liberate him, because he was his devotee, Vishnu's devotee. So that crow is saying, "Are, what about me? This fellow did all this cursing on me as a crow, now I've become a crow." He says, no, don't worry. Even as a crow, you will have all your transcendental knowledge and abilities and you will be amongst all the crows, you'll be like a saint. and you will know the Ramayana backward and forward, and constantly you will be chanting the Ram Katha. This gentleman will be associated with Krishna, and you will be separately in another millennium, another yuga for Kakbhushandi. We'll talk about Kakbhushandi later. So here is Kaliya. Kaliya is now none other than previously Vedashira Muni, and he is in this lake, Kaliya Lake, named after him, and it's very close to Yamuna. So what happened? This Kaliya found some other lady snakes, had a family, and he was thoroughly enjoying himself. Though he was cursed, he realized that he was a muni before. He should not have done all this cursing business. But he got into a jam and very, very poisonous nature. This is exactly what happens to all of us. We get angry. The snake is, you know, I don't know if you have ever accosted a snake. If you go anywhere near the snake, immediately it gets its hood up because it thinks there is danger. And if you just quietly withdraw and walk away, there is a chance that you won't get bitten. But if you come near the snake or step on a snake by mistake, put your foot on the snake, he is going to bite you without fail. Okay? That is the very nature of the snake. And that won't change. However, it was only Krishna who went there to this Kaliya lake. And what did he do? He saw this, all his friends were killed because they had gone near that lake. He saw his beloved calves, many of them had died. So first thing he did was, he revived them and sent them away. And then he looked at Kaliya and he said, oh, this is a nice spotting ground. And he jumped on Kaliya's hood. When he jumped on Kaliya's hood, you can imagine how ferocious Kaliya must have become. Even an ordinary cobra snake we see in Bombay, not now in Bombay, but near where I was in Karla, I have seen a snake. And one of our gardeners happened to have, no, it was security staff, Sada Singh. He happened to have put his foot on this fellow's head. And fat karke, he got bitten. He had to be rushed to the hospital. Then there was this Hafkin Institute, I think, serum. And they injected him and somehow saved his life. So this is what happens. But Krishna is not like us. That is the whole point. People say, no, there are some idiots who say that I am God. Okay, then go and jump on a snake and see. Let's see what happens. You see, you can give him a small test. I'll get you the snake, you jump on him. And here is Krishna not only jumping on the snake, but dancing. And he is Natwar. My friend Mahaprabhuji, is there? Kya? Nahin hai. He's in Pune. Mahaprabhu has a beautiful temple at Khar. Anybody has been there? You have been there? Khar temple. Many people have become devotees at that Khar temple. And there, the deity, Krishna, is none other than Kaliya Daman himself. You see, he's dancing on the snake. I don't know about lawyers, but I think Giriraj Maharaj appropriately gave that name. So, Mahaprabhu is of course a great devotee, but he thought that all these lawyers will associate with Kaliya and learn from that. So, here it is. Krishna is merrily dancing on this Kaliya snake head. And Kaliya is becoming more and more and more ferociously angry. Obviously, he's trying to coil Krishna and Krishna gets released. He's trying to bite Krishna and Krishna says, you can bite what you want. Because Krishna's body is not like ours. That is another proof. Krishna's body, Krishna's soul, there's no difference. He's fully transcendental. No material things touches Krishna. That is the whole point. Forget about poisoning him. However, even in the human beings, this has happened, you know, where people have been transformed from being poisoned. Anybody knows how that was done? It is in a book called Arthashastra by Chanakya. in a book written by Professor V. Shastri, University of Mysore. It's a classic called Kautilya's Arthashastra. That's right. That's the title of the book. Kautilya's Arthashastra. And in that, there's a whole chapter on Vishkanyas related to Kaliya, therefore. So Chanakya Pandit was a very brilliant, as you know, anybody to defeat Alexander the Great, that to not only defeat him, but defeat his attitude of fighting anymore. That's a great thing. So Chanakya Pandit thought that how to kill an enemy king without even fighting a single arrow. See, that's a great thing, no? Why should my soldiers die in a war? Let's kill the king only. So he made these beautiful young girls who were born, giving them small, small, small quantities of poison from birth. When the milk was being given to the child, little bit of poison was added, like today's Horlicks or whatever they add. So, I'm not saying Horlicks is poison, but whatever is added for children. And dhire dhire quota of that poison was increased over the years. And these beautiful girls, the outside beauty didn't get affected, but internally the blood became poisonous. I just found out from one of my medical doctor friends, I'm shocked, but I heard that even many human beings' saliva is poisonous. So if a human being bites another human being, there is a chance of getting poisoned. So be careful, don't allow anybody to bite you. Now, even in love or war. So the thing is that these Vishkanyas became poisonous. And then they would be presented to the enemy king as a dancing girl and entertaining him, of course, in various ways. And then she would bite him. And the poor guy would die. And that was the end of the potential war. And that's how Chanakya Pandit taught his Maurya to, what was his name? Chandragupta. Chandragupta Maurya. Do you know Chandragupta Maurya? This surname Maurya comes from whom? Vegetable sellers. I was surprised. I didn't know this. So, Maurya is not a big prince or a kingly family or anything. They are actually vegetable sellers. So, ye jo Grant Road Station mein aisa. So, that is one of them may be a Maurya. So, that Maurya boy was so powerful in running, athletics. He was very shrewd, intelligent. Some of you might have seen that TV show also, Chandragupta Maurya. So, he became his pet student of this Chanakya Pandit. And Chanakya Pandit was a big professor in Takshashila University. So he made him gradually a king. So coming back, so if a beautiful girl can become poisonous, what to speak of a poisonous huge snake who can kill hundreds of people and cows and boys and everything. So Kaliya, Daman, Krishna started dancing so heavily. Out of the 8 major siddhis and 10 minor siddhis, the 8 major siddhis are which ones? Ashita, Vashita, Prakramya, Mahima, Lagima, you know. You can become heavier than the heaviest. You can become lighter than the lightest. Proof of that is Hanuman himself. He became so tiny, smaller than the smallest, when he went into Sri Lanka, that, and once he went into the mouth of one demoness and came out very, very fast, because he was destined to go in the mouth of that demoness. So Krishna can become heavier than the heaviest. Earlier also he had become, no? What was that incident where there was a whirlwind? There was a Tranavarta. Tranavarta also was cursed to become a tornado. Just imagine, you are cursed to become a tornado. My God. So he was cursed. And Krishna became very, very heavy and killed. Similarly, Krishna killed Putna. You're such a tiny little sweet baby, you know. And Putna came as goddess, looked like goddess Lakshmi herself. And she had that mesmerism quality, Putna. And she mesmerized Yashoda Mai, Rohini Mataji and all. And she picked up Krishna to suckle. So this is where the big difference is. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead because he can do so many things which nobody can do. If you see the Oxford Dictionary, what is the meaning of supreme? Supreme is uncomparable. There is no equal. Nobody is equal to or greater than. So here he started banging his leg, heavy leg on Kaliya, because it was already promised to him by Vishnu that when Krishna's lotus feet touches your hooves, you will be liberated. So Krishna started not only touching, he started banging his foot on it. And Kaliya's poison all came out. And that's when the Nagpatnis, Kaliya's own wives, were actually devotees of Krishna. So they told Krishna, please stop, you will murder my husband will die. So that is why it's better that the wives become devotees, you know. So at least we have a chance. So then they can pray to Krishna and then that will help the husband. And that's a duty of a wife also. Of course, it's a duty of the husband also to pray to Krishna for his own wife and children and whatnot. But here Krishna agreed. There were beautiful prayers, you know, by these Nagpatnis. How do you know a Nagpatni can give such beautiful prayers? Because we can't think of snakes giving prayers, isn't it? But actually snakes do give prayers. And one more animal gives prayers, and that is called a mongoose. I've seen it myself at Karla. This is a mongoose. Actually, when fighting with a snake, actually we see that mongoose is jumping around and then biting and then gets bitten also by the snake. And then he runs into a bush somewhere and eats something, you know. And actually makes a sound we can make out that he's like praying, you know, when he's eating this. Prasad, Maha, Prasada, Govinde, Nama, Brahmani, Vaishnave. You can almost make out that he's actually praying. And he's offering that leaves of that thing. And becomes again unaffected by poison. Goes back again and kills that snake. Mongoose can never kill a snake on the first try. I've seen that. Mongoose has to make repeated trials to kill. But here is a Krishna who is thoroughly washing this Kaliya of all his, poison. And then he banishes him from near Yamuna River. Of course, unfortunately, Krishna has not banished all the polluters now. Yamuna is again polluted. But something will happen, I'm sure. They'll be banished. Where did he get banished? Prabhupada says he was banished to a place near Fiji Islands. So, what do you think my wife made me do? Apne Fiji jau joiye. I said, okay, chalo, let's go to Fiji. So, we went to Fiji. And where did we go? We went to the temple established by Prabhupada called Kaliya Daman Temple. We went there at Fiji. Fiji is a small island, just like Goa. It's the same size. And it looks also like Goa. Very beautiful island. My cousin's sister stays there and husband. So I told them that Kaliya stays near here. Where is he? They got a shock of their life. They said, what do you mean Kaliya stays here? It's written there. Prabhupada says. So then from the map we found out and we went motored down to the other end from Suva. Suva is the capital of Fiji and this is the southern end. So like Madras, Chennai, we went up north and we went to the temple. And I told that we have come from Bombay to see this temple and offer obeisances. Prabhupada himself established this temple for Kaliya and Krishna. So they were shocked. They said, you come all the way from India? Why couldn't you go to the Yamuna? We said, what can I do? There is no Kaliya there now. Kaliya is here. Aapke paas hai. Kalia, and they didn't know also, because by that time things get forgotten, no? People are like that. You learn something and after 20, 25 years you forget. So then they said, please give class on Kalia. I said, okay. Apna kya jata hai? So, and then this similar class I had to give to the Fiji devotees. And I said, you are very fortunate that you have got this great gift from Krishna, Kalia. So they said, no, we didn't want him. But where is he? I said, somewhere in the ocean, I don't know. You search if you want. But stay in this temple. It was a beautiful temple. In fact, Fiji, surprisingly, per square kilometer, has a maximum number of temples. There and Bali. Bali is in Indonesia. ISKCON temples. And in Suva, which is Fiji's capital, there are 5 Govindas. Can you imagine? We are having only 2 Govindas here. One here and one at Juhu. But every few kilometers you go, there's Govinda. So I asked my brother-in-law, okay, what is this? Some people are copying our brand name like this. Govinda. He said, no, they are all our ISKCON restaurants only. I said, let's go in one of them. I said, just to test him out. And true enough, Prabhuji, we've seen you on this, that. I said, chodo maro goli. You give me prasad first. So, we had prasad in about 2-3 of those, just to check out, you know. And they were nice prasad, everybody. Many of them are from South India, so you get South Indian. As usual, South Indians have their own restaurant. Gujus have their own restaurant. Punjabis have their own. Because all 3 communities are there in Fiji. Lot of South Indian Indians. Then there are Biharis also. Because sugar cane, no? They were... Fiji has a lot of sugarcane fields. So Biharis, like in Mauritius, there are 58% of Mauritian population is Bihari. In fact, there is, in Mauritius, the only place I have seen the so-called All India Radio is all Bhojpuri radio. Really? Because the taxi driver is playing Bhojpuri music and all news is in Bhojpuri. I said, Bapre. So we have to learn Bhojpuri here. It sounds like Hindi, but it's Bhojpuri. It's like, you know, Tuar ka karato falanua. So, I was surprised. Because I had once a Bhojpuri servant, so I had learned from him. So, he used to talk on the phone to his relatives. So, that's how. So, this, even when they go to Fiji, the other end of the world, they speak in their own language, that Bhojpuri. So, like that. So, Kalia, in essence, was a muni called Veda Shira. Shira is like, you know, we eat Shira. So, this fellow was eating Veda Shira, his name was. So, Veda Shira Muni became Kalia and then he was liberated by none other than Krishna. Because why? Krishna had promised, you see, that my devotee shall never perish. So he had to take care of that. Dhenukasur, I was discussing with one very senior sannyasi of our movement in Pune. I was yesterday in Pune. I'll talk to you in a minute about that. So, and Dhenukasur was who? Sashika, son of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. 3 generations, the first and only time in whole of Bhagavatam we discuss, where 3 generations of the same family have association of Vishnu or God. First comes Prahlad Maharaj, liberated by, means freed from his father by Narsingh Bhagwan. Okay. And Narsingh Bhagwan gives that promise, the 21 generation business. Will be liberated. Then Bali Maharaj, the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, he is also liberated. But the beauty, that is Vamandev. But the funny thing, not funny, but it's real fact, that when Vamandev puts his foot on the head of this one, Bali Maharaj. Ratnakali, what was the name of that girl? Anybody remember? Huh? Ratnamala, no? Huh? Yes, Bali Maharaj's daughter, what happened? That big yagya was going on. Vamandev, that beautiful child, golden complexion, lovely features, comes. And this girl, though she was not married, milk started coming out of her, you know. And she was so in love with this child that I should have a child like this, drinking my milk, you know. But what happened? When that same child became huge, Vamandev became, you know, Trivikrama. At that stage, he puts his foot on her father's head. My God, the daughter became furious and she became very angry at Vamandev, who became, you know, Trivikram. And her consciousness changed into poison and she became Putna, correct? And therefore she was murdered. So, but there was a promise made by God that 10 generations will be liberated. So, Prahlad Maharaj was liberated by Narasingha Bhagwan. Bali Maharaj was liberated by Vamandev. Putna was liberated by Krishna himself. And Renukasura was again liberated by Balramji. So, one whole family, four personalities. This is the unique case in whole of Srimad Bhagavatam. So once you understand in tattva that if you become a great devotee like Prahlad, then actually in practice, the Lord himself has to come to take care of your future generations. And they are liberated. So we are now at 9:45. And I would like to speak a few minutes about the wonderful time we had yesterday, Pune. So Pune Yatra started like this. There was a sort of makeshift temple at Tarapur Road, which is on the furthermost eastern side of Pune. And this temple which we had was like a Bhadeka building. It was not belonging to us. It was belonging to, it is part of the cantonment, so it's an army complex. And in that army complex, there was a very nice gentleman who was from Bengal, must have been a very good person. So he brought somehow Tirupati Balaji DT in his premises. And he made a small temple and he was praying there. Then his wife died and he was alone. He was an old man. But he carried on and on and on, somewhat like Tota Gopinath, no? We have that story in about Puri. Who was that? Huh? Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit. He could not even walk. He could not even stand up. He could not even offer obeisances. And like that, this poor gentleman, I think his name was Banerjee. And this is Mr. Colonel Banerjee or whatever his title. So he was praying. Then some of the ISKCON devotees, I think it was Gopal Krishna Maharaj and his disciples, went there. And they said, okay, we will look after your DT. And of course, they looked after very well. But as usual, you know, something must have happened and that pujari went somewhere else and, you know, it happens in ISKCON. So they transferred here, there. So that was not being properly done. So he got very angry. You know, Bengalis lose their temper fast. So he got very upset. So, nikal do saale loko. So then, he must have been an army man. So, must have got ferocious. So, you people didn't take care consistently, properly. So, in comes Radhanath Maharaj. So, Radhanath Maharaj gets this poor guy, great friend of our Gaurang Prabhu, roommate, no? Our Radha Sham Prabhu in IIT Pawai. They are inseparable, like twins, you know. Radha Sham Prabhu is this much, Gauranga Prabhu is that much. But they are twins. So, inseparable. They used to eat together, stay in the same room, study together, everything. They were here only. Radha Sham Prabhu was here only. One fine day, Radhanath Maharaj says, Radha Sham Prabhu, this is an emergency. You have to go to Pune. Why me? Usual question. Earlier, who asked? Tamal Krishna Maharaj, no? Why me? To where? To China. I don't want to go to China. No, no, you have to go, Prabhupada said. Similarly, Radhanath Maharaj said, you have to go. Baba, ye khatam ho jayega. Now, we will lose Balaji's DT and we have to take care of Balaji. This is most important. So, with heavy feet, our friend Radhesham Prabhu went to Pune. And my God, he's performed a miracle. So, hundreds of devotees, most of them from IITs and Pune Engineering College, Medical College, excellent devotees he trained up. And today, of course, we still have that temporary property. But the DT decided, Balaji, actually Balaji decided to have his own property. And he wanted to have it on a hill. Because in Tirupati, Balaji is on a hill, Tirumala and that Tirupati. You've been there, no? Most of you. So, where to find a hill in Pune? So, by chance, one Muslim gentleman, he was a very pious Muslim, he went to Hajj, of all things. And Hajj mein, he was somehow not fully happy. So, he came back to India. After a while, he again prayed to Allah, why I'm not getting happy? My life is not being fulfilled. This is his story, yeah? These are his words. So he goes again back to Hajj, second time. Comes back again from Hajj. He again is unhappy. But in his unhappiness that night he dreams. And then in the dream, he says, my God, in my land there is such a huge temple in my property. And there are people in saffron clothes moving around and doing some, what is this they are doing? Dancing and chanting and singing and all that. And his dream ends. So he was affected by that dream. Because that previous night he was praying to his Allah 5 times a day as usual, pious Muslim. And he thought this is Allah's message. And who tapkofies in the morning? Radhesha. He and his group come there with a broker because they were searching for land to build a temple. And they approached this man. And Radhesham saw that there is a hill here, like just in his mind, because South Indian, no? South Indians always think of South India. So he thought, ye bahut achha hai, like Tirupati. And it is like that. So he started negotiating. And so this Muslim fellow said, I saw these clothes. Actually, this mind was on the saffron. So when he saw this Radhesham's clothes and this devotees, he said, you are the people who are supposed to build the temple here. And what do you think Radhesham did? Itna chota hai na? Yes, we come here to build a temple only. So he said, Allah has sent you. Actually, it's happened like that. And they negotiated at a very reasonable price. So, immediately they phoned. He wanted a money deposit immediately for finalizing contract. So, anyhow, that money was given deposit. And that's how this property, 6 acres of land we got. At the other end of Pune, extreme end. Just like Mulund is just before Thane district. So, like that. And so now this one of the most beautiful temples on earth is right there at Pune. I request all of you to go to Pune one day, shortly. It's worth going. It's really, really worth seeing that beautiful temple. And there is a Tirupati Balaji temple on top of the hill. So that that old man's desire is also fulfilled. The original owner of, I mean original one who brought Tirupati Balaji. Yesterday I heard a very strange thing. One of the devotees told me over there that the trust, Tirupati Balaji Trust in Tirupati, in South India, they have a policy that if anyone writes to them that I am building this temple and I need a Tirupati Balaji DT, they send a DT from there, free of charge. But they make sure that you are going to implement and not sell away the DT for money. Because people in India do all sorts of things. So, and that you are going to continue to pray there. So, this is what is the background of that wonderful temple. Of course, we had the usual problems. There's a huge group of Muslims. They didn't want that temple there. So, wo jhagda bhi hua thoda. Hona chahiye na thoda. To hi maza aata hai. Here also we had 22 cases. Jew also we had. Prabhupada says, whenever Krishna comes, Kaliyas are there, Denukasur is there, Putna is there. That is part of the game. Then he says, then it's proof. Okay, we've come to the right place. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments about this Kaliya Daman or last end of Denukasur? Mataji, pipe over the mic.
Hare Krishna, the most beautiful class, Prabhuji, thank you very much. You. Of course, there is kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, hankar, irsha in our heart. And I feel when we do japa, Prabhupada has said, when you say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the Krishna dances on our tongue.
Correct.
And definitely I feel that Krishna's feet are falling in our heart. On kama, krodh, lobh, moh, hankar, irsha. That I have understood, but my little doubt, which I have heard 100 times, but still I want to clarify with you. See, we are grahasthis. We do
we
so.
Are what?
Grahasthis. We are woman, housewife. So we love our family, our relations, everybody. We do so much for them. We cook for them, we do so many inconveniences, but we do always seva. And because we love them. So Prabhupada's books, whatever I read and my small little intelligence understands, that the bottom line is to love Krishna.
Yes.
So we are not, at least myself, I have not reached the stage where I can love him. So my first question is, how to love him and how to do seva. They say you do naam jap, that is the only seva. At least I cannot do anything beyond that. I can't do anything.
Your question again, precisely, how to do?
Love to Krishna and how to serve him.
How to love Krishna and how to serve him?
Yes.
That's your question, no?
Yes.
Okay, I understand. But what about the link with your family and all that? What is that?
No, we do in spite of everything, till today, we are doing so much for our children, family, undergo so much inconveniences that we have to do. But we are not so serious about bhakti.
Your point is you are doing more for your family and children and everyone.
And how to develop, how we are developing this attachment. In whatever we do, we have to do. Bai nahi aaye to bartan manjo, koi nahi aaye to khana banao. We do so much for our children, our family, in spite of so many inconveniences. Apart from japa, I can't do anything. So how to develop that kind of love for Krishna and how to serve him?
Very good question. Everybody understood this question? Okay. The Mataji has asked the question, how to develop your love for Krishna, because that is the goal of life of human form. Okay. So how to reach our goal, right? Now the answer to that question is given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj in his letters. A letter book came to my hand yesterday and I read it yesterday. Can you imagine? In Pune, some great devotee in Pune, Ishwarapuri, Das, he's actually surprisingly from Africa, Nigerian. He's a very good friend of mine. He gave me the book. And in the back cover of the book, that answer is given to your question. I don't know how you have asked it today morning. Anyway, so Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada's own Guru Maharaj. He is also a great sannyasi, Bal sannyasi. He was advising like Radhanand Maharaj Bal sannyasi. He was advising grastis that you must, all of you, have deities of Krishna at home. Actually, in all the sampradayas, if you see, they insist on that. Whether it is our Brahma Sampradaya, Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, whether it is a Shiv Sampradaya, Vallabhacharya, you know, Nimbalkar thing, or from the Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, Yumnacharya, or the Sanat Kumar Sampradaya. They all insist that you must have deities at home. You have deities at home, right?
Asked Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj few days ago that my circumstances or my family are very, very adverse and I can't have deities. So how to develop my love of bhakti? Is it imperative? He said, no, Mataji, he knows my problems. He said, no, Mataji, you can do bhakti without serving the deities. I have only pictures of Radha Gopinath.
Okay, if he says so, then you keep the picture. Deity can be in five forms. You know this? Which are the five forms of deity?
That is Bhagavatam.
Mm-hmm.
Then going
the
to
picture
the
picture of Krishna, yeah,
and
Krishna.
Then that is of course eight types.
Or deities in marble form.
Marble,
deities in
iron,
metal form.
Yeah, even in water, yeah. Mind.
Right,
yeah.
Right, correct. So you know the shastra well.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now, what you could do is there is no objection in having the picture of Krishna, yeah. Radha Krishna as your deities, right? In fact, I started with that only, with pictures. So everybody starts somewhere in that line. So, first of all, do you offer bhoga to the deities?
Yes, of course.
You make bhoga, specially?
Always.
And do you eat that bhoga also?
Yes.
Okay. Then do you just play... you have some recording?
Bell. Yeah.
Not a ghanti.
Yeah.
I'm talking about talk. Prabhupada's tape or Prabhupada's lectures.
Namo Mahavadhanya Krishna.
No. Huh. Wo toh bolte hain aap.
Huh.
But lectures, his routine lectures,
mm-hmm.
in front of the deity. Like in the temple they have pujaris listen. Right, pujaris?
No, I don't know that.
That's the missing step. I'm going to show you step by step how you can develop love of God. Okay? That's your purpose, right?
Yeah, thank you very much, yes.
So first thing, you are already there. Then the next thing is, somehow or the other, get hold of two tiny loudspeakers, mm-hmm. from Vijay Sales. You know Vijay Sales?
Yes, it's next
cost
to my house.
Cost 400 rupees only, not more. Abhi shayad 500 ho gaya. So two small loudspeakers you get.
Yes.
And you get what is called an iPod.
Yeah.
You understand iPod?
I have heard, I don't have.
You got iPod. Then there are wires which will come from the iPod and into the loudspeaker. Okay?
Yeah.
You have to put batteries or the loudspeaker, Vijay Sales, you plug it in the mains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Battery ka zarurat nahi hai.
Mm-hmm.
Go downstairs. You know, not downstairs, here baju mein hai.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tape ministry.
Yes, I know.
Give your iPod to them. They'll put all Prabhupada's lectures and his bhajans in there.
I have heard.
How many gigabytes it is? 3 gigabytes?
I don't know anything about
anyway,
it.
Anyway, yeah. So, the more gigabytes, the more you can put inside the iPod, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's an old iPod, it will be 3 gigabytes. It may be more. So, get all you can into that, all right? Then listen to that in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And since you are a loudspeaker, your relatives have no choice.
Oh my, they will not.
Correct?
They will not allow me.
No.
To
it's
blast
not a question
that,
of lying. It's not a question.
It should not be loud. I mean to say, they wouldn't like it.
Dhire dhire loud karna na. First day, have it very soft. You see, ye dunya hai. You have to do everything slowly, slowly. Otherwise, there will be opposition. Isn't it? Here also, ask the devotees. We had so much opposition. I had cases filed against me. My God, all these neighbors, even in my own house, I had where I was staying in Seaface Park, we had people so angry with us in the morning. You are waking us up at 5 o'clock. Are bhai, 5 o'clock is time to get up. So they said, no, 6 o'clock. All right, chalo, aapke liye main 6 karta hun. So then we started having Mangalarti at 6 o'clock. There was no temple here.
Yeah.
All the devotees were coming to our house. You know that at Sea Face Park. Anyway.
Yeah.
So slowly, slowly, and you have to adjust, you know. Later on, the same fellows were started to come to Mangalarati. It'll happen, it'll happen, it'll happen. So, dheere se chalana, subah mein. Okay. And then dheere dheere thoda sa volume badhane ka. Every day. Okay. This is the most important step. Listening.
Hearing.
Shravanam. Because in Kaliyug, it is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Then comes Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmani Vidanam. Okay. So unless you do the first step, how you can go to second step? Shravanam. Okay. All right. So you start this today. Thank or tomorrow when you get the iPod. The main thing is your iPod.
Okay.
Or your tape recorder, whatever you have got.
So hear that.
Hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But keep it on. It's my bahut power nahi jayega. iPod doesn't consume.
That doesn't
power.
Matter. But okay. I read, Prabhu, whatever I can.
No, you read. When then you are benefited. No.
Mm-hmm.
Give benefit to your all your relatives also. I think you have one son, right? Husband has expired, unfortunately.
He was good. He wouldn't mind.
Yes, he may come again. Who knows?
He was a devotee of Radhanath Maharaj. Yeah.
Of Radhanand Maharaj, he's expired, no?
Yeah.
He's the one who was that music wala.
Yes.
Arre bapre. He's the mama or kaka of our.
Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj. Mama.
Mama tha na?
Yes.
I remember. Wonderful person, dadi wala.
Yes.
And he was assigned by Maharaj to make what 1008?
Yeah, 100.
Music. You're director of All India Radio.
Yes.
Music, correct?
Yes.
I know him. His name I'm just trying to remember.
Bhaskar Shibad.
Correct. He's mama of our Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj. So you're mummy.
Yes.
Okay. So as good as mummy, you know. So
all my problems I talk to Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj.
Perfect. He's the best. In fact, I was with him only yesterday. So, you start with this Shravanam thing.
I will try if I can.
Not try, you have to do it. There is no choice.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm telling you. Either you listen to nonsense or you listen to this. So, you have to. They will blast away their TV or radio. Karne do usko. Slowly, slowly, Krishna will take over.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Every day you listen, that's all. To Prabhupada. Or Radhanath Maharaj. You know.
Lectures.
iPod mein laga do. And loudspeaker chota chota.
No, I listen on audio. I have small tape recorder. On that I listen in the afternoon.
Tape recorder?
Yeah.
Then tapes le lo.
Tapes hai mere paas. Main sunti hu.
Thoda loud karo na. Dheere loud. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, there are no questions and we'll say Hare Krishna, Vya Prasadam. Thank you. Jai!